Hello, this is Superintendent of St. Mary City Schools, Bill Ruane, with a summary report of the St. Mary City School Board of Education meeting that was held on Wednesday, July 9th at 6:30 in the high school auditorium. The first items the board considered were items related to personnel. Several items were acted on with personnel. One of the highlights was the new food service supervisor contract was approved for Megan Webster. Megan is a 2007 graduate of St. Mary's Memorial High School and has a bachelor's degree in hospitality and an extensive background and experience in food service and management. We look forward to welcoming Megan as part of the admin team. Next up, the board approved the purchase of a school bus for $154,000. The bus was purchased through Southwest EPC. They also approved a NOVA agreement, which is a contract between St. Mary City Schools and NOVA, which provides online services and curriculum for some of the programs that they use at the high school. The board appointed Dakota Humphreys to the Community Public Library Board to fill the remainder of the term being vacated by Robbie Burke. Mr. Humphreys' term will expire on 12/31/26. They also approved several donations, a donation of $300 from Wayne Street Church to school lunch balances, a $500 donation from Craig and Chris Noble for the Interact 5K race. They also approved an $899 donation from St. Mary's Rotary to the Interact Club 5K race, $200 to FFA from Midwest Electric, $500 from St. Mary's Foundry to Writers Our Readers, and $100 from the People's Bank to Writers Our Readers. Then the board approved a contract with the auditor of the state for services and fiscal reviews and audits for not to exceed $7,040. This is a continuation of services. Also approved a supplemental contract for Megan Webster of $5,516 for duties related to Holy Rosary Cafeteria Management. That is an annual thing that is done for the last several years when St. Mary City Schools cafeteria took over the Holy Rosary cafeteria management. Those funds are paid for out of the cafeteria profits and funds that are generated from the cafeteria. They also approved the cafeteria profit and loss statement and approved the end of year balance of $54,116 in the cafeteria fund. Then the board heard from Superintendent Bill Ruane. Talk a little bit about the update for the turf field and the open house that was held out there in conjunction with the football parents fundraiser and the youth football camp. Wrapping up many of the camps in the athletics, arts, and academics programs, there was a full list of activities for kids in the St. Mary City School District to participate in the summer. It seemed like every week there was a camp, whether it be, like I said, athletics, arts, or academics. We kept kids busy and kept them engaged and hopefully growing and learning and active. Also talked about some of the new legislation in the biennium budget. One of the big ones is the cell phone bill. The cell phone bill isn't going to be too much of a change for St. Mary City Schools, as the primary and intermediate already banned cell phones, and the middle school, high school had very limited use before school, at lunch, and after school. Now they will just be allowed to use them before school and after school, no longer at lunch. We'll see a little bit of change there. There might be a little bit of concern with parents, was talked about with the safety. We do have lots of communication nowadays with every classroom having phones in them, also having intercom buttons for the office, and each student having a one-to-one Chromebook device that they're able to communicate with. So a lot of those concerns will still be, parents will still have them, but there's still that communication and access is available still for our parents. It just won't be as immediate as it has been in the past. It will take a little bit of getting used to for staff and for students and for parents. But I am confident that we can do that, and in the end of it, the end result, less distractions will probably lead to better focus, engagement, and learning opportunities for our students. Talked about the governor vetoing certain items, especially related to school funding items, and the importance of the Ohio Congress not overriding those vetoes, as they do support our local schools and allow for local control by the local taxpayers to make decisions on how their schools are funded, what levies are passed, and what taxes are being paid to support their schools. And in our opinion, it should be kept local, and the state should not be dictating what they can do and what they cannot do. It should be decided in our district and not in Columbus. So we ask that representatives do not vote to override veto items that would affect school funding and school learning opportunities. Finally, was proud to announce that St. Mary City Schools was awarded a $1.85 million grant. It is a comprehensive literacy state development grant. Big congratulations and appreciation to Kim Overman, the curriculum director, who spent many hours putting this grant proposal together. St. Mary's is proud to announce that it has been awarded this grant, and it is administered by the Ohio Department of Education and Workforce and funded by the U.S. Department of Education. This competitive grant initiative is aimed at improving literacy outcomes for Ohio children from birth through grade 12. The four-year subgrant will support St. Mary City Schools grades K through 8 by establishing and sustaining literacy implementation efforts rooted in evidence-based practices aligned with Ohio's plan to raise literacy achievement and the science of reading. The grant funding will support the following initiatives at St. Mary City Schools: extensive professional development for K through 8 educators in evidence-based literacy practices to support both core English language arts programs and reading intervention programs. It will support 2 literacy coaches for 4 years to provide ongoing support for K through 8 educators. Also continuing the development of comprehensive multi-tiered system of supports, which is known as MTSS, framework that supports the success of all students, kind of taking assessments and data collecting and finding out where each student is and then giving them the support they need to be successful. Developing also and expanding community partnerships with Wright State University, Lake Campus, and also the St. Mary's Community Public Library. The Ohio Department of Education and Workforce congratulates St. Mary City Schools and looks forward to partnering in this important work to improve student literacy and increase educational opportunities for all learners. And that was the highlight of the board meeting with that announcement. And after that, the board voted to end the meeting, and the meeting was ended for the July meeting. We look forward to seeing everyone.